a machzah, yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Shkoich.
What's the subject? What's the subject?
The subject is Hallel on Chlomoyim and Shmeishel Pesach.
Okay. Torreway, Northwest London, third day of Chalamoid, Marina Avrib Shlomo Freshwater, Hallel on Chalamoid and Shvi Shal Pesach.
Till 10:20, yeah? The Gemura in the Sechta Erechim, Daf Yudom Aleph, the Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Yochanan Mishim Rabbi Shimon ben Yehotzduk, that the 18 days, Shemayin Le'usa Yoyim, that Shayuchet Goyim Abhanas HaHalo, when we say Halo, whole Halo. And the Gemara asks, what is the chilek between Pesach and Sukkos? Why is it that Sukkos, we say every day of Yontif, the whole Halo, and Pesach, we don't say every day, we only say the first day of Yom Tov. That's because we have 2 days Yom Tov. It's 2 days Yom Tov, but Batsim, it's only the first day Yom Tov that we say the whole hour. And after that, Chalamayit and Shvi Shal Pesach, we only say Chatzi Halo. And the Gemara says, the Chag Chalikin Bekoban Aseyim. And the Pashas, the Gemara means to say that Sukkos, every day Sukkos, there's a different column. So therefore, the Yom Tov of Sukkos, each day, is considered like a different day. Because they have different kabonas. Mashiach and Pesach, which has the same kabonas. So, since we say Halal once on the Yom Tov, that patters the whole Yom Tov as a Halal on the first day, Pesach. And that is sufficient for the whole Yom Tov. But Sukkos, each day is different, so therefore each day needs its own Halal.
Did you know because Matzah Yudah?
When is going Masa Yuda?
The
Gemur fait an underkash. The Gemur asks, why is it that Sukkos we say every day, every day? Is in Das Torah in Siman Tov Peches, he brings a Shaila Meshiv. Shaila Meshiv is in Tenuna Chelik Dalat Siman Kuf Lamed. That if somebody forgot to say Hallel on the first day of Pesach, he can't. There's no tashlumen. He can't be mashlim it. He can't, because Hallel, ain't no tashlumen. Tefillah has tashlumen. Hallel doesn't have tashlumen. But in the Briska Aguda, they bring down from Chaim Briska that somebody came to him on Chalamayit and asked him a shaila that he had forgotten to say on Yom Tov the Goyman Sahalo, didn't say the whole Halo. And he asked Chaim Briska what he should do. And Chaim Briska passed him differently than a Masham. He agreed with the Masham that there's no Tashlimin on Halo. On Tefillah, there's Tashlumin if somebody is an Oynis and he misses a Dava, Shmashachis, he can be Masham by Mincha. That he was in agreement with. But Chaim said, no, you're mechuyev to say halal min ikra dadina. He says, because be'etzem, the Gemara says, why don't we say every day the whole halal Pesach? And the Gemara says, because if you say the first day, it's sufficient. So he says, halal is a chiyev for the yontif. In the yontif of Pesach, you have to say once halal, chazal will kavei it, to say it on the first day. But if you miss the first day, then you have to say it on the second day, me'ikr dedina, nisht mitzad tashlimin, but because you haven't yet said halal, you haven't yet been going mitzah halal. And you have to be going with the Halal and Pesach. I saw in Sefer Alicha Shleima, or Agun of Shleima Zalman Oibach Sechani Bucha, that Kimpet Ham Tzua, and he said, what happens if you have a Bar Mitzvah Bucha, who becomes Bar Mitzvah on Chalamayit Pesach? So he said, so when he said Halal on the first day Yom Tov, he was a Kutin. He wasn't a Bachi Yuva. So when he says, it's Alz Bachi Yuva, he hasn't said Halal yet. So Mameli says, according to this Pesach of Chaim Briska, but Oiskimen, that Mekem Danzan, because you know maybe he could say the Halal he says is a cotton is sufficient, but Mekem Danzan, there's Ichad Tzad to say that when he becomes Bar Mitzvah, he should start off the first day by saying Halal Shula. Now we'll talk a little bit about other Tamim that are brought. In Shvayl Aleket, the Besasa brings it down. The Shvayl Aleket brings the Gemur in Erechim. And then he brings a Medrash Haninu. Then the Medrash says, V'chein atomoitze, kol zayin yimei hachag, uni goyimne nesahalo. Avol, bepesach, ein uni goyimne mesahalo, elu yoyim rishoyin v'leiloi. Lama, Shmuel ben Abba Oima, ben Foyla Yivchu al Tismach, lefi shenitvi boy ha-Mitzriyim. So he says, since the Mitzriyim were drowned in Shvi Yishal Pesach, Mamel it's a pchina of ben Foyla Yivchu al Tismach, and therefore we don't say Halal, he doesn't really explain Chalamoyed, but he seems to be focusing, his time seems to focus on Shvi Yishal Pesach, and he says the reason is Al Tmufayla Yivcha Al Tismach and the Pnei Shia Masech the Bruchas Daf Yudalot also brings this Medrash Haninu. The Tirzuv in Simon Tov Tzadik Sifkot and Gimel, he speaks about why we don't say Halal Shvi Yishal Pesach. He goes directly on Shvi Yishal Pesach. He then later on explains Chalamayud, but he starts off with Shvi Yishal Pesach. And he says, the reason is, Ma'asa Yudai, Tovim Bayam, Ve'atem, Oimrim Shira. Now, in Sefer Yeshias Yaakov, you know, Chaim Simetov Tzadik, Sifkot and Aleph, he would like to make Shalom between these two, the Gemara and Erechin, and the Tamim, the time that he's actually going on the Tirezuv, on the time that the Tirezuv brings on Masa Yudai, Tovim B'yam. And he says like this, the Gemara says in Masech the Pesuchim, that the two things that trigger a Chiyav of Halal, Nevi'im Shebeneim, Tikni Lev Yisrul, Shi'i Oimrim Halal, Al Kol Perik Ve Perik, that means on every Yontif. On every Yontif, we say Halal. Called Tzura Shaloi Tovoi, Chamon Son, the Abish Lupitan. There comes a Tzura on Kali Yisrael, and the Rabbani Shalom helps us from this Tzura, saves us from this Tzura. We have to say Halo. So the Gemara says that there are two Machayvim, two Sibbas that are Machayv Halo. There's a Chi of Halo of Yontif, I'll call Perik a Perik, and there's a Chi of Halo, I'll call Tzura Shaloi. Shaloi Tovoi. Says the Shias Yaakov, Oy Bazoi. And let's have a look at it. He says, if we see, you have Shavuos and Sikkos, we say Halal, there's no Ness that happened to us. It wasn't a called Surah Shaloi Tovoi. We say Halal on the Yontif. Chanukah is not a Chayra, not a Chachigma calls it Yontif, it doesn't have a Din Yontif. But it's the halal is on the nest that happened to us. And as is mavoya in the Gemara in Masech Erechin, that halal we say on Chanukah Mishim Nissan. So he says, so Oy Bazoi, Shvi Yishal Pesach, there's a chayra two reasons why you should say halal. One reason is it's a Yom Tov. So I'll call Perek a Perek, you should say halal. He says, but there's another thing that happened to Shvi Yishal Pesach, a big ness, Kriyas Yamsif. So Mameli says, because of the ness, there's a Chiyav Halal. So now we have two Mechayvim of Halal. We have on Shvi Yishal Pesach, we have a Chiyav because of Yamsif. And we have a Chiyav because of the ness. So Zuktazak. So Tishis Yankiv. So now the Gemara is explaining. The Gemara in Erechin is talking why we don't say Halal Medin Yamsif. Let's say Halal Medin Yamsif. So the Gemara says, you don't have to say Halal Medin Yontif, because since Ein Chalikim Kabban Aseim, each day of Yontif is the same. So Memela, the one Halal that you said, that you were going as a Halal, is sufficient. That's fine, until we come to Shvi Yishal Pesach. Shvi Yishal Pesach, there's another Din Halal. There's a Din Halal because of Ness. So Memela, on that we say that we don't say Halal, Masa Yuda Tviyim Beyam. What was the nest? The nest was that the Mitzriyim sank. But Masa Yuda Tviyim Beyam, that's a Mamim Shira. So they weren't Kaveh Halal for the nest. So Memela, he said, you need both reasons. You need the Gemur and Erechim's reason in Chalikim Mekabin Aseim, to explain the Yontuf Tikkadin, why Mitzad Yontuf there isn't a Chiyuv Halul. And then there's another, we did another, but there was an Esel Shmini on Shvi Yishol Pesach. So Shvi Yishol Pesach, the Nesel Shvi Yishol Pesach, for that we have the time of Masa Yuda, of Masa Yuda Tzuniyah.
First Pesach also Nes.
Yeah, so for that we have the halal that we say by night. That by night we say halal al anes. Pesach by night, either say it in Pesach Knesses or they say it by the Aguda. You say it both, but that is takal anes. So, Be'emeset, it's Kim Tos Azoy. Each reason that we have was necessary. So, is Mashma Azoy Mitzad Yontif. If the Moshel Pesach wouldn't be Chalikim Bekav Nesayim, so then we would have said Halal every day Pesach, including Shvi Yishol Pesach. Even though Shvi Yishol Pesach Masa Yud Tovim Beyam Vatzam Amrim Shira, but it's not an Issa to say Halal. No. If I want to be Kaveya Halal Mishimanes, so Mameila, so then if I'm Kaveya Mishimanes, so then Atam Amrim Shira Masa Yud Tovim Beyam and that kind of Nes, we don't want to say Halal because it was a Tzah to Rabbi Yisrael in the Masa Yud Tovim Beyam. But Mitzad Yontuf, you would have said Halal. No, but then it's Ein Chalukim Mekabin Aseim. So Mameila, the Halal of first day patters all the days. Mameila Kip Masa Zan Mushal Vimetzam. His story was somebody remembered the Cholamoyed. What would be if somebody wouldn't remember the Cholamoyed? He'd have remembered on Shvi Yishol Pesach that he didn't say the Halal Yontav Rishon. Can he say it Shvi Yishol Pesach? Or do we say no? Shvi Yishol Pesach, you can't say Halal because Atam Am Mishira, Masdu the Tzviyam, Atam Am Mishira. The way we're learning now, Avada, you could say Halal because this is the Halal Mitzad Yontav. The Halal Mitzad Yontav. Is you can say even on Shvi Yishol Pesach or Masa Yud Tovim Beyam the Halal Mitzad Nes on that of course the Gemara's Teretz of En Chalikim Kavim the same won't help Halal Mitzad Nes then we say that there's a Surah that you don't say Halal Mitzad Nes if that Nes was a Nes which involved Masa Yud Tovim Beyam. Yeah, richtig. Oh, that's right. So Zeya Gitahura, you know, the Sahura on the Gemura, because the Gemura says this, Masyuta Tavim Biyam, the Gemura says, the Maluch, Mechvashtei. So Zeya Gitahura, Sahura, Zuv Dem Teritzin, the Terezuv obviously holds there's a difference between Halol and Shira. Shira is Bazinda and Halol is Bazinda. Azadaf Mazugma, Zugnachim, the Ura is a very good Ura, but Azadah Chayra, the Terezuv gehalten. Now, in Sefer Mama Modcha, it's a Sefer on Shechanuch HaChaim, in HaChaim Simen Tuf Tzadik, Siv Kutin Gimel, he brings that in his Kehilla, where he lived, there's a town called Kafrintatz, I don't know if anybody's heard of it, I don't know where it is, they had a Nes on Shvi Yishol Pesach. The Nes happened to them on Shvi Yishol Pesach. So on Shvi Yishol Pesach, they used to say the whole halal because of the Nes. And it's mashma medvura that what they did was, they said chatzi halal because it's Shvi Yishol Pesach for the Yontif. And then on the Nes, they said halal without a brocha, the whole halal. Una brocha. Very interesting. In Bemis, that's a big shala if a Nes happens to a town, whether there's a chiv to say. To say halal in chedu and shivas chaim shual chedik beis simon yud aleph talks this through whether there's it's something basic that we don't find over the generations over the doiris. It's given asach asach nisim for kal yisrael. We find a tanach nisim that happened and in our generations and much kavai given kahal on these nisim. In Shivas Chaim Shul, he goes through this baricha, what was the tzudim of Yoh and of Nisht. But Kapunim, in that town, they had this minig that they said halal. Zog de mama maltcha, so as minig in Shul, he can't do anything, but he doesn't like this minig. So he says, Masa Yuda Tovin Biyam, Vata Momnim, Shira, Shvi Shal Pesach. We don't say Halul Shulam, Zukta Tirazul. We don't say Halul, we're not going with Mesa Halul because of Masa Yuda Tovin Biyam. So how can they be going Mesa Halul? But the feet of Raini, the Chayra is a Gishmak. The Minik is Fanfit. Because if they were to say Halul because of the Ness, so that Halul because of the Ness, you can't say Masa Yuda Tovim Beyam Vatam Omim Shira. That Ness included in it a sad element of the Rabbeinu Shlom Kav Yuchel. So mainly you don't say Halul. But they were saying Halul for a different Ness. They were saying a Ness that happened thousands of years later. For that Ness they were saying Halul. There's no issa to say halal on Shvi'i Shal Pesach. There's some of the Chmevayah Gevayim, it's a Chmevayah Zayin de Gemurah, in the Mitzmucha Chazayif in the Gemurah, that the Gemurah says, that if not for the time of Chalikim, Enu Chalikim B'Kobanis, of Chkobanis Seyem, we would have said halal on Shvi'i Shal Pesach because of Yom Tov. So on Chmevayah Gevayim, there's no issa to say halal. It's only if you're saying Al HaNes, and that Nes had in it an element of something was Kav Yuchel was not unhappy with. On that we don't say Shira, but on the Nes that happened to that individual town, Avada they could say.
Was
it Chalamayit? Right that
town, why didn't they
have to
make they could have made a brocha.
Because there were
the second time they're saying it, they're not saying it Al-Sal.
I understand, because they weren't happy to make a brocha, because it's not so clear that you have to say Halal. That's what we said, that the Chiddo talks about it. It was only because of that they didn't make a bracha.
No, so they made the bracha on the Chatzihala.
I don't know how it went, how they did. Went. One thing I can show, the Baal Tefillah had a good time. Now, Be'emes, Rabbi Yisai, I would like to say a different pshat. Because Bashkofer is Shaina, the Tirazuv is very difficult to understand. Just 1 second. Let's we'll perhaps first talk about Abchaskel's Ha'ura, what's in the Chalamayit? And from there, the Shuas Yankov is based on the Tirazov. He says it on the Tirazov. It's Mashma. Kili, he's saying Pshat in the Tirazov. But the Chayra, I don't think you can learn like that in the Tirazov. Because the Tirazov brings us Shvi Shal Pesach, Masa Yuda Tovim B'yam V'atomim M'shira. And they said, what about Chalamayit? Says the Kibun she bezayin and gomin noisoi, al ken gam kem gam bechalamoyed and gomin noisoi, shelo yehei udif miyontif aachil. So he says there's a svura that it would be inappropriate that you should say halal shulem chalamoyed, and yontif you should say chatzi halal. So mameila less. So mameila he says since we say chatzi halal on Shvi Shal Pesach because of Masa Yuda Tavim B'Yam, so therefore we also say Chatzi Halol on Chalamayit. Be'emes to state in Maril in Seid HaTfilis of Pesach Ois Tes. Now Rabbi Yisrael, Ich will afeg HaShalom. According to the way the Yeshiyas Yankiv learned, is there any reason at all that we should say Halol on Chalamayit? Let's have a look. He says the two Mechayivim to say Halol. One Mechayiv is a Mechayiv of Yontif. On that the Gemurah says that one Halal is sufficient. So if it was a Chalamayid, you don't need to say Halal. Any Chalukim B'Kovan is saying to be going as a Halal once on Pesach is sufficient. The other reason he said there would be a tzad to say Halal on Shvi Shal Pesach is also the Ness of Kriyas Yamsif. The Ness of Kriyas Yamsif happened on Shvi Shal Pesach, not a Chalamayid. So Be'emes, L'Chayra, if the Tirazuv would have learned like the Shias Yankov, he wouldn't have had to come onto this Svura. He wouldn't have had to say, and you should know that Chalamayid, there's no Halal because Chalamayid can't be more than Yontif. Of course, Chalamayid, there's no Halal because there's no reason for the Halal Chalamayid. The Gemara says, if we're saying that the Terezuv is going with the Svur of the Gemara, and Erech and the Gemara says, you only have Mishim Yom Tov, you only have to say one Halu, because it's Ein Echalik and Mekab and Esayim. Sorry? The Zelba Kalb, not that's in the Gemara. But also the Zelba Kalb, you understand, it's the Zelba Yom Tov. Doesn't look the Gemara in Erech. The Gemara says in Erech, if it's due under the Kabunas, if the Kabunas change, then it's a different, considered like a different Yanta. If it's the same Kalb, then the Torah said every day of this Yanta, which is one Yanta, you have to bring a Kalb. Ilachayra, is that some Mechach that the Yeshua Siankiv and the Terezul don't go together? And the Emma says that in Mishnah Sab'an more or less says the same thing as the Yeshua Siankiv. He says it on the Shabbat Aleket. He says more or less the same vote. And he says that, you know, Chalamayah, there's no zikha no tzata, as if he's asked of him, Chalamayah, there's zikha no tzata to say halal, because Chalamayah, there's no mechayev. I'm a man, but the like of the Tirezuv, the Tirezuv is the one, see. So the Chayda is Mabisl, although he bases himself on the Tirezuv, his Lushan is Mashma, like he's going to explain the Tirezuv. I think the Shius Yankiv is saying his own pshat. Well, the mass is, for Gibraltar Shah, somehow under a pshat, I wanted perhaps to say a different pshat in the Tirezuv. Because Be'emes, Bashkofer Ishaina, the Tirezuv is a Pema. We have a Gemur and Erechim, where the Gemur asks the Kasha why we don't say Halal the whole all the days of Pesach. And the Gemur gives a Teretz. And the Tirezuv asks the Kasha, why don't they say Halal Shvi'i Shal Pesach? He says, why don't they say Halal Chalamayot? And he says his own Teretz. Shvi'i Shal Pesach, Masu'i Dutav and B'yam. Good, it's a Gevot of a Medrash. But we don't find that if the Gemura says something, says a reason, that we should say a different pshat built on a medrash, la lucha. Amul is a machma, if there's a metzarech, if there's a shayla, nidden, so we bring, a medrash that has atam. But the Tirezuv doesn't bring the reason of the Gemura at all. But the mandish that the Gemura asked this kasha. He doesn't say the Gemura asked this kasha, the Gemura asked this teretz. Not only the Tirezuv is saying his own words. What happened with the Gemur and Erechim? Shibayla Leikert, he brings down all the Terutzim. He brings down the Gemur and Erechim, and he brings down the Medrash. So that's not such a kashi. He's just telling you all the reasons that they are for this why we don't say Halo. But the Tirezuv brings down, asks his kasha, asks the kasha the Gemur asks, and says his own Teretz, and doesn't bring the Gemur at all. That's talk about something. Till now we're talking about the Gelushin HaGemur is Goymer in Halal, the whole Halal. What about half? But we do say half Halal. What's the half Halal of this Mezokot? So Tosfos in Erechin says that Be'emes Yud Ches Yomim was Mechiv to Zog Halal. It's 18 days in Mechiv to say Halal. All the other days, when we say Halal like Rosh Chodesh, we say Chatzi Halal, Chalamayit, all those days we say Halal Mitzad Minik. It's a Minik to say Halal. And Taisa says, I will make a brucha. So Taisa says, we make a brucha ala minik. And this is the Shechanuch, I go to Machoikis, the Hilchas Shechaydish, whether we should make a brucha on Halal. The Mechaba is noted to the Shittas Rambam, that you don't make a brucha on Halal. The Ramu says that the minik, but the Ashkenaz is that you do say Halal. The Shalas, do we say Halal on a minik? Now, why half halal? Why don't we have a minik to say, we're doing a mitzad minik, why don't we do the whole halal? Why only half halal? So the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tov Chof Beis, Sif Kutn Yud Beis, the Mishnah Berurah says that we want to have a hekka. We want to show that we're not saying halal min ikr dedina. We will ask us the halal is mitzad minik. So b'meila, we say, we change it. We don't say the whole halal, we leave out when medalik, bediluk. Kedai should be clear that this is nishkachi of saminik. However, in Levish, in Siman Tuvchav Beis, he not when Rosh Chodesh, that's Hilchas Rosh Chodesh, he also asked the kasha, why don't we in Rosh Chodesh, why don't we have a minig Rosh Chodesh to say whole halal? Why is a minig to say half halal? And the Navish has a completely different reason. And the Navish says that the Shchaydish is a zman slicha v'kapura. It's a zman v'chapa ala tenoikis m'shem askar rachmon atzlam, the megafis that were that affected children rachmon atzlam. And the Shchaydish, the carbon of Shchaydish is m'chapa eves l'chafa far Shchaydish to yom kippur kutin. So your Shchaydish is a yom. Kip Yom Chila v'Slicha, so he says Yom Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. We don't say Hallel because the Baal Tam is Oymed B'Din. It's not a time to say Hallel. So he says Rosh Chodesh is also a zman from Din Slicha v'Kapura. So although Mitzad Minig we want to say Hallel, we don't say the whole Hallel. We only say the half Hallel that should be Kedai as Slicha v'Kapura. So he's obviously not learning like the Mishnah Berurah that it's as Hekka. He's saying a different reason. But Rabbi Yisrael, his reason is a beautiful reason for Rosh Chodesh. But what about Chalamayit? So L'chayra, we have a kasha. Chalamayit Pesach. When to do a minig to zugen, when there's a minig to say halal, mitzad minig zugen me halal. Why are we medalug? Why don't we say the whole halal? Why do we only say half halal? L'fi anisnati, that is what the Tirazuv is coming to answer. The Tirazuv, we asked earlier, how could the Tirazuv ignore the Gemur Neirichim? Nah, Rabbi said, Tirazuv get noch the Gemur Neirichim. This is pushing that we don't say Halol, Shri Yishol Pesach, because Himiftara, Bekabon Nisayim, Mamela, it's puta to say, we're puta to say Halol. But he had a different kasha. But we do say chatzi halol. Why do we say chatzi halol? Mitzad minig. So why don't we mitzad minig? Why don't we say halol halol shula? On that he says ma'asa yuda tavim b'yam v'atem amim shira halol, which we're doing mitzad minig, we won't do when it says ma'asa yuda tavim b'yam. That's a reason why you're doing a halol mitzad minig. All the halol given a halol mitzad chiyuv. Then we said earlier it's mochach for the gemuna erichin ma'asa yuda tavim b'yam is not a reason to take away the chiyuv halol. But the belt as the halol is only mitzad minig in memeila is ma'asa yuda tavim b'yam v'atam amim shira. So we say half halol. So Rosh Chodesh we say half halol because it's a slicha v'kapura, and chalamayit we say half halol because and shvishel and Shvisha Pesach, and we say half halal because of Masi the Tov and Biyam, and Chalamayit we say half halal because Chalamayit can't be Cheshiva Yontem. Mele Lachetach that the Mama Modcha, who was surprised at the minig in his town to say halal on Shvisha Pesach for a Nes, Bemis the Fid of Reini is also found because. They said halal because they held it was a chiv to say halal. Again, specific, it was in Shkizuk Kabrucha, but they were saying halal mitzad chiv. That where the halal is mitzad chiv, ma'asayud etalvim v'yam is not a reason to take away halal. The Tirazuv is only talking in a case where you're saying halal mitzad minig. In Tirazuv, that's from a zuktzich dozeh git b'chashem. The Shibay Lalekit is mashma that he is giving a reason why Pesach is different than Sukkot. And the Chayyur, according to him, he's not talking about the meaning, but about the Chiyuv. So sorry? Oh, nice.